Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents The Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague hit the big stories you've heard about and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker on The Fan is poured by Pelican Brewing. Experience your hops differently with Hard Hops Blackberry hops-infused hard seltzers.
Absolutely. The Daily Ticker is brought to you, of course, by our great friends at Pelican Brewing, who want to remind you to take the beach vibes with you all summer long with Pelican Beach Beer. It's perfect, man. It's fantastic.
I'm going to have some at the beach this weekend.
Are you?
I'm going to be at the beach drinking beach beer.
Absolutely. That's the only place to drink beer,
I think. I mean, you can have beer everywhere,
yeah,
but like on the beach, a beach beer hits a little different.
Hard to beat a beach beer.
Yes, it is.
Speaking of hard to beat, it might be hard to beat the Washington Huskies this year. Year two, Jed Fish, returning quarterback, got some experience last year. Let's check in with Husky Camp with our good friend Christian Capel of On Mont Lake. Does a great job for the website. He is one of the best out there. We love to get him on whenever we can. And so let's do a check-in with the Washington Huskies with Christian Capel. Christian, good morning. Thanks for hopping on with us this morning. We appreciate it. Feels like the tide's turning a little bit in terms of the narrative and the expectation. Washington got some receiving votes in the coaches poll. I think they can be a 9-3 team this year. Based on what you've seen, heard, and reported on, what's say Christian Capel of where Washington thinks they are year two at Jed Fish?
Yeah, I think relative to where they were at this time last year, they're in a pretty good spot. Just watching spring practices and looking around and realizing, you know, in January they had all but, 9 of their scholarship players already enrolled, and including the 2025 recruiting class. So they've had a number of freshmen that they want to play early who have been with the program since January, went through spring practices. That's starting to show up with those guys playing bigger roles this camp. And I think it's a lot more efficiently built roster, right? Like you look at, you know, even rosters of good teams come portal season and think, okay, they're going to need to add guys at certain position, which means they're going to need to lose some guys. And it's not hard to go through and figure out, okay, well, the fifth year guy who hasn't really played and this guy who's, you know, sixth on the depth chart, you know, these guys are probably going to be either leave or be told to leave. I think that's going to be a lot harder this year. I think you don't see a lot of veteran non-contributors, and I think they feel really good about the recruiting class they signed. So there's still questions about the trenches. I mean, until they play a really Big Ten game, I guess really until they play Ohio State at Husky Stadium on September 27th, you don't know how that's going to look, but I think they're certainly better on both lines of scrimmage. And then the skill talent offensively, especially, I think is what's driving a lot of this kind of preseason optimism.
Well, I think a lot of that, because I do want to ask about the trenches. I'm curious, you know, what we've seen in camp and how they've grown. But I think a lot of the optimism for Husky fans should center around the quarterback and the way that he played as a true freshman at the end of the year last year. What are the things that they gave Williams to work on in the offseason? How do we see him grow going into year two and now into his first year as a full-time starting quarterback?
Yeah, I mean, I think it starts with decision-making and not necessarily just in terms of making the right throw and not putting the ball at risk. He, I think, he only threw one interception last year, and it was a pick six in the Sun Bowl. He's not like he was a turnover machine, but you know, like you saw in the Oregon game, he got sacked 10 times, and I don't think you can put all 10 of those on the offensive line. He got sacked 5 times in the Sun Bowl. There were some plays earlier in the year too when he was playing kind of in spot duty where it's like, a non-true freshman probably gets rid of that ball. Or, you know, when Damon Williams 2 years from now probably doesn't hang on to that trying to make a play for quite as long. But that's the line you walk with a really mobile quarterback, right? You kind of always think that you can extend the play and make something happen. So, you know, doing the O-line a favor and doing what he can to cut down on that sack total, I think, will be a priority. Continuing to make good decisions with the ball, which I think he did a pretty good job of as a freshman. And then also kind of walking that fine line between, hey, you know, this is probably straight line wise the fastest quarterback Washington has ever had. And he's explosive with the ball in his hands when he takes off running, but you don't want him getting hit over and over and over again. So when you do get the big gain, you know, settle for sliding or getting out of bounds and trying to manage your body a little bit.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Christian Capel's our guest here on Montlake.com. Is his Substack. Does a great job. He's got a lot of great camp reporting going on right now as fall camp is underway and the season just a couple weeks away. Find him on Twitter at Christian Capel as well. So the pass catchers I'm also interested in. I saw you write and report about the tight end room. Decker DeGraff is a sophomore that he you know, there's some expectation with him this year. Quentin Moore, you've got a transfer in Omari Evans. Denzel Boston obviously coming back and what he was last year. Where do you think they're at pass catcher-wise for Damon to help him grow in that category?
Yeah, I think they obviously feel good about Denzel Boston as a number one receiver. They're hoping Quentin Moore can kind of be that big-time wide tight end, dominant run blocker who helps out in the game. And then obviously Decker DeGraff had a really good freshman year kind of showing that he's more of the stretch the field, you know, really impact the passing game as a pass catcher type tight end. And, you know, they want him to be well-rounded and be able to help out run blocking too. But you know, this camp, I think, is about sorting through, like, who's your 2-3-4 receivers going to be and in what order. You know, Rasheed Williams is a third-year sophomore. They feel pretty good about him on the outside. I'd guess he'll probably start, but, you know, that's a first-time starter. So, you know, we'll see if he can really step up and be a playmaker. You mentioned Omari Evans, the transfer from Penn State. They've looked at him outside. They've looked at him in the slot, you know, a true kind of speed guy. They wanted to add some speed to that room. Kevin Green Jr., who came with them from Arizona and missed last year due to injury. He's kind of that smaller, shiftier, quicker slot receiver type that Jed Fish has had success with throughout the last few years at Arizona and at Washington last year with Giles Jackson. So there's options there. A couple freshmen, you know, Raiden Vinesbright and Desmond Roebuck are off to a pretty good start in fall camp. I wouldn't be surprised to see both those guys contribute. Audric Harris is back as a sophomore after playing a little as a freshman. So they've got guys they like. But you look at career production, and outside of Denzel Boston, and I guess Amari Evans and what he did at Penn State, but as far as what these guys have done at Washington, there's really not a track record there.
You mentioned earlier, Christian, the kind of elephant in the room with this team, and we won't know for a long time. So I'm asking you an impossible question, but I'm just curious what your takeaway has been following them closely last year and then into this year of knowing you need offensive and defensive line play to survive in the Big Ten against some of the bigger teams you're going to play. Just from a watching on the sidelines perspective, do they look bigger? Do they look stronger, more prepared? How do you think they're ready to go in and try and face that challenge this year?
They definitely look bigger. I don't think you look at their O-line and feel like they're going to look like they don't belong on the same field as a Big Ten defense. You know, some of that comes, frankly, from the freshman class. And they got John Mills is a true freshman who they were able to flip from Texas, from San Francisco. And, I mean, he's 6'5", and shoot, he was 340 in the spring. So, you know, he doesn't look like a freshman. They're giving him some number one reps. You know, we'll see if he wins a job at guard or not. Champ Talealea is similar size. So, you know, a lot of the size upgrades on the O-line, you might not see like on the field this year, but as a group, they are a lot bigger. And, you know, they got Carver Willis as a transfer from Kansas State, started 11 games at right tackle last year. He's going to be their left tackle. So that's some, you know, some kind of veteran reinforcement, the type of player they hoped to get in the spring portal last year when they were kind of behind because of the coaching change and didn't really get that, you know, power four starter type. So I think that's an upgrade. You know, Landon Hatchett, they feel good about at center. He played last year, but he was coming off an ACL injury. He's a different player. His older brother is back after transferring to Oklahoma and starting their opener last year and then getting hurt. So I think they got a number of guys who I think definitely would have been starters on last year's team if they'd been around, if you want to make that comparison. So I think it's an upgrade. They're excited about their young talent. They might be a year away. I mean, just in terms of really being able to match up physically with some of the top teams in the Big Ten, but there's no question they're better equipped now than they were a year ago.
Yeah, it's crazy what a year can make, man. It seems like it's the tide has changed a little bit up north. Now, the record is going to be interesting to see, but it definitely seems like a team that can set themselves up in a pretty good spot going into year two under Jed Fish, with Damon Williams now being the quarterback. Christian Capel, our guest here on the Daily Ticker. Find his great work. He really does. He did a fantastic job on the Substack on Montlake.com, keeping up with the Washington Huskies, covering fall camp right now on Twitter, at Christian Capel. Christian, thanks for being flexible, hopping on with us. We love to do a check-in on the Huskies camp, and I'm sure we'll reach out once the season gets going and see how it's all going up north in Seattle year two, Jed Fish.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks for having me on.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over a million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok's Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.